Hello everyone, this is Nut, and I am very sorry for the extreme amount of fan noise going on. As you can hear, my computer is doing what it always does, but I can't help it, so I'm just gonna do this. I don't know how long this is gonna take. This may be a pretty short video for my standards. Because I'm just going to be going through the Desert World in Crazy Party, Beta 44. Now we're up to Beta 44, in case you were wondering. And basically what's been changed, there's this new world, which I'm going to get to. There's a few other games in the factory, which I don't know about. And another one called Desert Express, which I don't know about, again. I just can't unlock that. It's either 0 or 20, I think. Anyway, there's also a few new cards in the battle mode, which are focused on... Well, you'll see in tomorrow's episode, or at least I hope it's going to be tomorrow's episode. Maybe it's not, because I'm kind of busy with school and stuff, but I'll try. And finally, there's a kind of weird way to chat in servers, but it doesn't work very well. It works by you pressing F2, and it makes a weird noise, and then it has this buzzing in the background while you type. It doesn't bring up an edit box, it just lets you type in anything, and if you press backspace, you have to restart the whole thing all over again. Which sucks, but you can at least try to chat. Oh, and you can only chat while the game is in waiting. You can't chat while it's in progress, which sucks. You could chat in Beta 43, but they fixed that. Another thing you could do was switch teams in the middle of the game, because yes, there are team modes now where the points of players and the special bonuses stuff, which is something introduced in Beta 41, is counted in teams. But I don't exactly like playing in a game where I'm in a... either not in a team, or I'm in a team, but there's another team, and that has more players. You can't exactly even really distribute unless the master waits for the correct amount of players. Anyway, I still can't make my own servers, unfortunately, so I'm going to have to join others. My plan is to play the Desert World today, play the Grand Council Gym using the Grass, the Dark, the Psychic, and the Ice-type decks, which I've made. I'm going to be using those four, because they're the coolest ones, at least I think they are, and then after that I may focus on the micro games, which is another online mode, kind of like the Jokers, which you don't know about either, but it's basically, there's a bunch of areas, like side-scrolling areas, or ones where you have to dig, and you basically have to accomplish something to be able to get a ruby, which is one of the things that you usually find in mini-games while playing online, if special bonuses is activated. And you have to get the ruby before the time runs out. It's kind of hard in a lot of areas, especially in ones where you may get screwed or you may die. And if you die once, I think you're screwed. Anyway, let's get to it.
First I'll show the rewards room.
I have
You have 114 keys selected on
41. There's nothing in here.
Statistics.
Statistics.
You're currently on level 23 with 16,854 experience points, 426 experience points remaining to get to the next level. You have a total of 16,854 coins in your box. You have unlocked 121 minigames in total.
121 minigames?
You have unlocked 12 worlds in total. You have 4 available boards. You have unlocked 19 gyms in total. Press enter.
Yeah, I've unlocked all of them and I've beaten all of them.
Support mode will set to manage the decks. Online party mode. Options.
I'm just gonna take
online
a look at this.
What do you want to?
Because the last menu option now is
check automatically the server list.
Check the server list automatically. You can select
the mode. Minigames in serenity.
Modes you want, or you can go for all modes, and it'll connect to servers that it finds while waiting.
What do you want?
It'll search every minute. I kind of like this feature. Okay, let's go for the desert world. Haven't played this in a long time. I've only played twice.
The desert, 2 victories, 0 defeats, 147 on average, and 163 maximum.
Okay.
The desert,
let's go.
Get ready.
Kind of do like the music of all the games, though, especially the Mountain of the First, because actually, you know, it's the first. Whoa, stereo wind. How'd that happen? Down. Right.
Cut down the cactuses.
Cut down the cactuses.
Oops, sometimes cactuses are blocking your path. Your goal is to cut them down. Approach any cactus, then press F several times in order to cut it down. Be careful, however, not to get too close to a cactus, because if you touch one, you'll have to start from scratch. This game is played as a side-scroller. Press the numbers in order to find them.
Okay, so the cactuses sound like this.
Cut.
And you basically have to... like that. Or not, because I doubt. You need to be very careful not to do that. There's still distance space, so you have to go as far as you can.
26 seconds.
And you only have a minute. Oh, I made it! That was
you've
pretty easy.
20 points.
Yay!
220 is up to... You don't win.
Okay, from here, going to the east. From south and west.
And
east again. This is one of the harder ones. I can usually win.
Your goal is to go all the way up to the northern side of the next tree-lifted cactus forest is preventing you from doing so. Fortunately for you, there's a marked path which will let you safely cross this strange zone. Follow the guidelines, but one wrong step and it's over. This game is played from above.
You have one wrong step, unlike the volcano race, for example, where you have two wrong steps. This, you need to be very careful, so I advise, like I will, to do this. Slower. Yeah, I was running full speed there.
You've scored 20 points.
Oh, I came through. Cool. That was pretty cool. I don't remember if I'd ever gotten 20 before.
You now have 50 points. You have been running to the east. You have been running to the south.
South again.
Get up. Get up. bonuses.
Mirages or bonuses. I have never played this game naturally in the world before, but I have played it somewhere else in minigame parties. It is pretty easy to play, very easy way to play.
Sometimes in the desert, happiness seems at hand before you realize that it was only a mirage. Surely you will manage to find your happiness with this deserted region bonuses, but mirages will unnecessarily waste your time. This game is played from another press enter when you're ready.
So basically, this is a bonus game where bonuses may disappear. And I kind of don't know why, but the music reminds me of something played with the Microsoft GS. Maybe it's not, but it just feels like... that disappeared. And that one did too. And that one did too. I'm gonna stop saying that. No! Was 17 points only. I don't care though. I've never played that game.
You have 67.
Of course, it's a good one. Falcon Snapshot. I usually get over 10 points for this one. Pretty easy.
You're on an ideal place to take a picture of a group of falcons. A dozen falcons will pass in front of your camera and you want to take a picture of each and every one of them. All you have to do is to press the F key at the right time. Be sure to take the picture when each falcon is right in the center of your new book session. Press the numbers.
You'll either get an 2 points, 1 point, or none. And they'll get faster. That was probably the best I've ever had. 17. Wow. I usually miss one. Okay, now we go south. Scratch the most. This is very easy. It's pretty fun, too.
You are on the sandy top of a molehill. Your mission is to scratch each mole that emerges at the surface. To do so, simply move so that you're at the same position as the mole. This game is playing from above. Press the numbers in order.
So there's that, and you have to hit them, and that's all you do. And this. You need to be very careful when it's behind you and when it's in front of you. See, that was in the bottom left corner. And that's it.
You've scored 20 points.
No. Unloading salt. This is kind of hard if you don't know what you're doing. Especially if the game doesn't like you very much. And as you'll see here,
you're charged for removing a total of 20 loads of salt from a camel's back. Approach as much as possible from the animal and press it as many times as you wish. Then return all the way to the left where the deposit is in order to empty your thick charge. A thing which is also done by the F key. This game is played as a side scroller. Press the numbers in order to find the relevant sounds.
So you'll hear a camel and you have to walk over to it. And I really hope that the camel is close to the deposit. Because if not, I'm going to have to retrieve less salt. And I'm going to get a less amount of score. but let's see how far it is. Yep, it's pretty far. So I'm gonna take my chances and go for 7 each time. And then go 7-7-6. So as you can hear, I'm way slower than carrying the salt. If the camel will be way closer, I will be able to take 10-10 and finish. But no, I can't do that. And now I need to do 6. See, I'm a little faster. And I'm through.
You scored 20 points.
That was one of the middle case scenarios. It's even harder at some point.
You win 20 points. You now have 120 points. You have to the south.
Wow. South? East?
Pasturing the camel.
Pasturing the camel. This is pretty easy. Especially if you know what to do. Well, here you really don't need to know. Because you just whistle.
Such a meditation is really rare to be found in such a desert. Also, as a shepherd carrying a single camel, you will have to make sure it's well and fully nourished in order for it to build up its food reserves. Whistle using the F key so that it moves towards you and take it into the grassy areas. This game is played from above. Press the numbers
take
in order.
Take it into the grassy areas, that's all you have to do. I don't know why. Music. I'm just whistling. One step at a time. Oh, that was pretty easy.
You scored 20 points. You now have 144 points. You have the opening to the east.
Okay, let's go. Still at east. South. Now, this is a pretty hard game. East.
Drop.
Pretty hard. It's kind of guessing, too.
Water is an extremely precious commodity. That is why we must learn to count each and every drop. A pair of numbered faucets from left to right is put in front of you. Listen to them breathing water one drop after the other. Once they're done, specify which of the two faucets has dropped more than the other. Press enter when you're ready.
So there's two things. And see which one has dropped more than the other has. Round one. Which you do by pressing 1.
You have selected the top 1. The top 1 has emitted 11 drops. The top 2 has emitted 10 drops. You win 4 points. Round 2.
Round 2.
Which top has emitted the most of the drops?
The right one.
You have selected the top 2. The top 1 has emitted 13 drops. The top 2 has emitted 17 drops.
Yes.
You win 4 points. Round 3.
Points. Next. I don't know about that one. I'll go for the left one, but I may be wrong on that.
You have selected the top one. The top one has emitted 11 drops. The top two has emitted 9 drops. You win 4 points.
I win.
Round 4.
Okay.
Which top has emitted the most of the drops?
Of course it's going to be the left one. By the way, if you hear one
you
in the center, that's
the top one. The top one has emitted 11 drops.
Win.
The top two has emitted 10 drops. You win 4 points. Round 5.
And the last one.
The most of the drops.
Every single one of them has emitted was equal, but I'm gonna go for the right one.
You have selected the top 2. The top 1 has emitted 14
away.
Drops. The top 2 has emitted 15 drops.
Yep.
You win 4 points. You
score
20
right.
Points. Up 220. You win 20 points.
You usually get,
you now have 164 points. You have
the
money.
Something like that. Way lower. Now you go more.
The
drawing this out. This is a very weird game, and it's pretty cool too, but it's hard. And the music's cool too. Even though it's not desert theme, really.
Oh, there is a nice drawing on the sand, which is very abstract indeed. Observe the drawing carefully and well remember the location of each trace. Once done, press F and everything will be erased. Fortunately, you have your memory, of course. You simply have to put back traces where they were once before. Press F to do so. If you think you've done something wrong, press R to clear a trace. This game is played from
another.
Press the
numbers to the relevant sounds. Then press enter when you're ready. 1 minute as a time limit. So you need to be very fast in imitating the drawing. I don't remember if I've unlocked this yet. Let's see.
4 victories, 0 draws, 0 defeats, 10.2 on average, 6 minimum and 18 maximum.
Yeah, I have 18 on max. I cannot get 20 on this for the life of me, but let's go for it. It's usually a 5x5 grid, but sometimes it could be a 4 or a 6. Here we go.
Is true to 100.
Wow! 20 points. How did I do that? It's beyond me. That was pretty cool. I must say, it was a 5x5 grid. So, 12, 13, 14, 15, 21, 23, 24, 25, 42, 43, 44, and 54 had traces on them. And that's all you have to do. That was pretty cool, I must say. Okay, from here, we go left.
Snake charm.
This is hard. Very hard.
You find yourself on a sandy field, crossed in its center by a solid rope. Your goal is to whistle at the snake, patrolling the field in order to drive it to the central zone as much as possible. Approach the snake, press the F key so that the animal follows you, but be careful not to be too close because if it bites you, the game will be over. This game is played from above.
Here we go! And there's also a very strict time limit.
60 seconds.
60 seconds. Yeah, you need to make the snake follow this part over here. Try to be closer. It doesn't go the way you want it to. And I lost it. Go in. What? He just crossed it. Oh, there it is. I got a really, really low amount of points there, but I did get less than minus 20, and more than minus 20. You know what I mean. Let's try that again. The snake is also randomly positioned too. Okay, I got more than I desired. Let's keep going. I think I've unlocked all. Wow, that was pretty cool.
17.
17! Yeah, you just need to put the snake in the right position. That's what I'm having problems with. Okay, now let's go up. Right.
The Mountain of the Thirst.
This is probably one of my favorite games. It's so cool. And the music's awesome too.
You have to cross from left to right a deserted mountain inhabited by snakes. Simply press space to dump over them, but the essence of climate is dehydrating you quickly, making you considerably slow down. You will, however, have the opportunity of finding small water sources from time to time. Press F to drink, thus regaining all your force and fitness. This game is played as a side-scroller. Press the numbers in order to find...
So basically, you have to cross this side-scrolling, up and down, jumping... Well, not jumping, the climbing thing. Just like the... all the time. It just goes...
This sounds mean. This.
And that's snake. The snakes. You have to jump over those. Okay, let's go. You know what? Screw this. I'm gonna keep going. Hear me slow down way too much. Please tell me I can get a water source. What the freaking? Oh my god. What the fruit cake? Give me that now! Wow. 9 points only. Wow. No! Okay, no. Well, that's what happens when I freak out getting bit by a snake. 204 points? Wow. This next one is kind of confusing. I don't like the music of this too. But it is kind of confusing, at least it was for me last time. I played it a lot, and I died a lot the first time.
You are inside a pyramid that looks like a dungeon divided into sections. Your objective is to make your way across the vault, separating the sections to reach the northern side. In each section, find the button in charge of opening each door. Press it with the F key and pass quickly the door before it is too late. This game is played from above. Press the numbers.
It's kind of like the Corridor Stopwatch, only 2D, and without the fire in the pits. Let's go. So basically, you have to cross these... See how hard it is when we get through here? And that's the first door only. Okay, so that's where the door is. Now I need to find... Oh, the button. What the fool is doing? Why can't I tell you? Oh, is that what I'm looking for? I can't make it through. Oh my god. See how bad I'm at this game? Yeah.
-11 points.
Not good. Let's try that again and hope for the best. Where's the where the fruitcake? There's another button. Oh! Crap. Okay, I get it now. Yes. What? Oh. Oh. Okay, find next door. Where do I find the button, which I've already seen? Not as hard as I thought. On second thought, I don't know. Now I can't find anything. Close.
You've scored 9 points.
9 points! So I did lose 2 points in that process, but I'm okay. I'm okay with it. We still have 202 points. This next one is a little easier. And it's the last one.
Inside an ancient pyramid, you have to find your way through the narrow passages that connect the different sections of this zone, but the present ghosts are not going to make it an easy task. Fortunately, use your spectral sword as you can use by pressing F. This game is played from above.
Very hard to do. It's kind of like the grave, the cemetery thing, except it's not a grid. It's a north... Well, it's a 2D thing, but it's not exactly a grid. You have to find passages through, which are marked by the same kind of squares where you would have... the, three squares from left to right, like in the previous game, except now it's north to south. And, it's kind of weird, I must say. Because you have to find your way and hope to God you can get through. Like, you have to go right and left. Oh, crap! Well, at least... At least now I know. Oh, and by the way, the ghosts have nothing to do with your score. What?! Why?! Why?! Yeah, you're gonna hear me scream like that a lot. Oh my god, what is wrong with me? Oh, and the short time limit doesn't help. What is going on? Like, what? What just happened? How did I die so many times? Screw you, computer. Sorry, I just had to say that. Okay, let's try again. Right. Right. No! Okay. Just wow. Yeah, that's all you get.
-3 points.
I've lost 11 coins so far trying to play. I really need to find a randomly spaced game where the openings are very close together. Of course, it's not going to be easy to do with all the ghosts you are. See? That was easy. No! Sorry. Sorry for anyone with headphones. Okay, what is going on with this game? Oh. Okay. Well, I still lost 5 coins, which means I have 9, 197 to end with, which is still not bad at all. And if we subtract, yeah, this is a very good score, let's say. I love this music. Anyway, I don't think there's anything else for me to do in this recording, so, that was the update for Crazy Party Part 1. Stay tuned for Part 2, if ever possible. So I hope you enjoyed, and sorry for blowing your, speakers off. I didn't mean it. It's just that this microphone takes up so much noise that if stuff gets very close to it, it goes, well, it clips like that. So, yeah. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next video. Goodbye for nerds.